This recording, England 101, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed off for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. Can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so, funny story. I've always wanted to do things for the blind because I like the way I sound sometimes, and I thought I'd like to read books on tape. So we have a local group in town, actually they're in Lawrence, and I approached them and I had to audition, and I thought, right, I have to go to Lawrence to audition. I don't have the time of day to do that. Can I do it over the phone? The answer was yes, but she sent me a whole packet of things that I had to do before I did the audition. And oh my God. The first thing was 100 words, all different types of words that I had to say. And I could do about 97 of them. There were 3 of them. It was like, not sure how to do that. And then I had to look at picture advertisements and describe them. That was not an easy task to do. I also then had some other advertisements that I would read through, and I ended up saying to her, I called her up and I said, you know, I don't think I really have time to go through all of this, and I have to work and what have you. And she said, okay, fine, come back when you're retired. Okay, I'll be 70, you might not be able to hear my voice by the time I'm that age. So that's been a funny thing in my life. I still want to be able to read books on tape, but by God, you've got to be good at it. And I don't do different voices. This is it. Unless I'm talking to my baby granddaughter, and then I coo and I ah, and she listens to me. She's all of 6 weeks old. And another story. Growing up, when I was in my teenage years and I was a rebel with my mother, I got a bit lazy and sloppy in my speech, and I would speak like a Cockney, and my mother would really tell me off because she was first generation British, my grandparents are Polish, and she spoke with an upper class accent. So if I said the words, yeah, all right, whatever, she would always reprimand me. And now I have to speak clearly because Americans can't always understand what I'm saying.